WW.
Hey, Mr. Chris. KD2CWW2TTT. Just out getting gas. How are you?
2 and good, Gordon. How are you this evening? Good net today.
Yeah, it was kind of all over the place, wasn't it? But in a good way.
Sometimes I have to, usually Thursday nights gets busy with me. You know, just try and connect with the kids and go out to dinner. So I always throw a little earbud in.
Well, you did more than that tonight. You actually asked a question and made some comments, so that's good, too. Thank you for doing so. It's all good. And may your journey to Extra be as painless as possible.
Well, it's actually my journey to General. But, I'm one of those people that panic at a test. So it took me 2 years to build the courage. And in my infinite wisdom, I refused to study until the night before.
Well, you studied the night before, you missed it by a hair, so your reason for panic is totally misplaced. And oh boy, I am staring at a stopped train on a single track. That's never good. I wonder which way it's going, north or south. So, that's a significant issue. It wasn't at the south end of town. I didn't see it. I came across the tracks at the south end of town. Now I have to cross back over, and it's, the gas station I want to go to is closed. So I don't know which way the train is going, north or south. But generally speaking, when it stops like this, it means it hit something.
Yes. Used to frequent over into that area quite often. And it's not too easy to get around.
Yeah, unfortunately, usually there's something involves a human being with or without a vehicle. That's the problem. Ah, dear. Dear me, dear me. Well, I will venture north to Dumont because that's closer to my house. Trying to get across on Main Street here in Main Street in Bergenfield. I grew up in, among other places, Little Falls, and so Main Street is actually a real name for a real street other than the one I live in. Ah, dear. Anyway, I can peer down the side streets and see if there's a train still there as I venture north. At the gates as I go up Washington Avenue. You know the routine, I'm sure.
Oh, I do know the area very well. Had many friends over in that area. And my wife still gets mad at me when I run down that way for the Chinese takeout.
What, Milan's or the one on Washington Avenue? Hey, Gordon.
I'm not too sure the name these days. It used to be by the Family Billiards.
Okay, yep, I know the one. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't go to that one. Who is the Gordon?
Yeah, it's 2K Paul. How you doing?
Mr. Paul, what's up?
Not much. Just figured I'd say hello. Got back in a little while ago to get some gas and stuff for the car, and that's about it. Down to one car now, so anyway, I got a 3,000-pound paperweight.
Sorry to hear that. So, you need a new car, or your wife needs a new car?
both of us, but I do. I'm going to be picking something up soon anyway. Guess you're talking to Chris, KD2CWW there. Anyway, just wanted to jump in and say hello, see how you've been. Haven't heard you in a while. And Chris, yeah, I talk to him occasionally too.
Very good. Very, very good. I'm sorry to hear that you have a 3,000-pound paperweight. I had a 4-ton paperweight last year, about this time, and settled it by buying a new car, which I'm driving in, but it's a new used car. I bought it, came off lease. It's all right. Two-wheel drive, four-cylinder Dodge Journey. I wish I'd gotten a six-cylinder four-wheel drive version, but that's not what they had on the lot. I was trying to keep my cost down, so here I am, 3 antenna mounts later and a hitch, which has all sorts of other stuff on it. It's all good. Good, Mr. Chris.
Good evening, Mr. Poole. How are you this evening? I moved over to the net earlier, so we lost contact with each other.
A little hum on your audio, Chris.
This radio, I you know, I have a new radio in a box. I think I need to throw this one out the window.
What kind of radio is this?
This is a Yaesu FT1900. Picked up used. It will be good for about a week. I moved the microphone the wrong way. I know it's in the mic cord, but I picked up a new radio and I figured I'd just switch it out eventually.
That's exactly what it is. I can hear it. It definitely has that mic cord problem. You can hear that grounding problem, don't you think, Paul?
Yeah, I hear it here too. It's quite noticeable. Sounds like our PA in our high school, the band PA, always buzzing like that, forever replacing microphone cords on the darn system there, the bad mic cord. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, foil drive and all that other happy stuff. So anyway, not a big truck, but, you know, something to move things around. And that's it. Anyway, yeah, it's amazing what happens in about 2 minutes. Okay. Anyway, let me get out of here. Catch you a little later.
Alrighty. Well, you know, Paul, I hope everything works out. Do you know what you're going to think about getting in the way of a car?
Yeah, I do.
Just switched over to the other radio here.
Yeah. I have a pretty good idea. We'll just see about the pricing and everything else. So, yeah, I've looked at a few things and mulling them over as we speak. Hopefully you're still hearing me.
Yeah, you're hearing you fine. One odd little piece of advice is if you're going to get something relatively new as opposed to new, get something that came off lease, just came off lease. That's actually a good strategy. You can save a lot of money and get something that's only a year or two old and usually has a 5 or 6, 7 year warranty with a couple of years left to burn on it. It's not usually that bad, you know?
Yep. Yeah, okay, very good. I'll take a look into that. Certainly a good idea. I made a note of it. So I took something from the net tonight, too. Anyway, I just heard you and figured I'd come in and say hello, and I hope everything's all right with you and the XYL and the family there. All supporting Chris in his endeavor to get his general. Sometime soon, I think he'll have that ticket.
Absolutely. And by the way, Chris, I did not misspeak. It's your journey to extra, not your journey to general.
Oh boy, he's raising the bar high.
Let me go over one I think I'm going to go for the extra.
Yeah, no, you know you're going to go for the extra. In fact, as I said, when you start getting questions in the 85% range, start taking three extra tests while taking one general test just to keep yourself in it, and just keep doing that cycle until you now get 85 to 90% on the extra and the general, and then just walk in, take the two, and you're done.
I don't think I'm going to be able to cram that much. I know Fairlawn's giving it next Saturday. Nutley's giving it the week after. I have an itinerary over here of where I can go.
Remember, there's also on Saturdays. Dunkers does theirs on Saturdays. I think it's either 10 in the morning or noon. Ask ACTT. Paul will tell you. All right. Well, Paul and Z2K, 73 to you, sir. And Chris, 73 to you. I'm three blocks from touchdown, and I want to get inside. I got to dig around. I got to help my son complete his Eagle paperwork and get it the hell out of my house tomorrow. So, really been pushing this way too long. 73 and be well. So God bless and take care. Over to you, Chris. Paul first, then Chris. I'll just listen now. It's ZUKW2TTT. Night, guys.
JF1IBZ. Timeout.
Japanese ham on Echolink.
I thought I heard him key in before. He's a good gentleman. I connected with him a few times. Anyway, I don't know where Paul just jumped out to. I was talking to AC2T Saturday. He said give him a call. He could set up something any night of the week within 40 minutes, so it's good to know that.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I know people who don't have your skills and have more jitter than you ever want to believe, and they're extras. So this too shall be yours to behold. It's just a matter of sitting down and getting it done. 73, God bless, Chris. KD2CWW2TTT off of Claire. 73.
Yeah, right. You enjoy the rest of the evening, and I'll talk with you soon. And Z2K, K82CWW.
H-Rod.
Mobile.